This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. This Saturday happens to be two special days all rolled up into one. One's a secular holiday and the other a religious observance of kinds. One's familiar to most people, the other is not so much. Well, one is Halloween. You probably know about that one. The other's Reformation Day. Well, they both occur, as I said, on the same day. So, what is up with that? We have to go back several centuries to get the connection to see the answer. So, Halloween's deepest roots are pagan. Pagan simply being a word, a way of referring to its non-Christian origins. Its origin is Celtic, and it has to do with summer sacrifices to appease the Lord of Death, who would send evil spirits. And those participating in these pagan rituals believed that the evil spirits could be appeased and wouldn't attack humans if they humans would assume disguises and look like evil spirits themselves. Well, Christians tried to confront these pagan rites by offering a Christian alternative, All Hallows Day, that celebrated the lives of faithful Christian saints. In medieval England, that festival was known as All Hallows, as I mentioned. The name Halloween, All Hallows Eve, for the preceding evening. So All Hallows Day, or All Saints Day, November 1st, was celebrated May 13th, 609, when Pope Boniface IV dedicated the Pantheon in Rome to the Virgin Mary. The date later changed to November 1st by Gregory III, who dedicated a chapel in honor of all the saints. In 837, another pope ordered it to be a church-wide observance. The focus of All Saints Day and All Souls Day was to remember the Christian dead, and it became a standard practice for Christians to call on the saints to seek indulgences for help in relieving loved ones or themselves from the punishments of purgatory. Well, the idea behind an indulgence was that the Roman Catholic Church could draw from what was called a treasury of merit, a collection of good works done by Christ and Mary and the other saints who went beyond the required amount of good works. All this indulgence was allowed so that Christians could apply those works to their life and avoid purgatory. Okay, the 16th century, Martin Luther is living in Wittenberg at the time, and he's teaching theology at Wittenberg. He's a monk, an Augustinian monk, and as a priest, Luther was well aware of what was going on with these indulgences. He was concerned that people were being deceived into thinking that a few coins could purchase repentance and reduce time in purgatory. Indulgences were being sold for financial gain as well as giving people a false sense of salvation. So it's no surprise that Luther posted his what became his 95 Theses on October 31st, the eve of All Saints Day and All Souls Day. He knew a lot of people would be coming to church on those days and they would read his 95 Theses. So at the time, Luther was concerned about the sale of indulgences, the false sense of righteousness one could have by simply paying to see a religious relic. Luther said this, "We do not become righteous by doing righteous deeds, but having been made righteous, we do righteous deeds." Think about that. We don't become righteous by doing righteous deeds, but having become made righteous, we do righteous deeds. So, Protestant Christians look back at that date when Luther protested the sale of indulgences at the beginning of what we now call the Reformation, and as it happens to be associated with All Hallows Eve or All Saints Day. Now, I don't know what you'll be doing this Saturday. I doubt that you will be trick-or-treating in our COVID-19 climate. It might be a good year to start celebrating Reformation Day. Ponder that quote by Martin Luther. We don't become righteous by doing righteous deeds, but having been made righteous, we do righteous deeds. And then spend some time meditating on Romans 5:1-8. And you won't have to say, trick or treat to do that. And then come back here next week. In the meantime, go out and become the person God created you to be.